Hey, AfterBuzzers, and do you ship fans? We are bringing you the final couple, the winning couple of the entire bracket, and it was chosen by you guys. I cannot wait to share the winner with you guys, so don't go away.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's for the way you look.
We gave you a little revamped version.
I seriously love Michael Bublé so much. His voice is just like angels.
Like butter. And Allie's voice is also
extraordinary. Like now even more than anyone that you adore. I could go on for hours. This is my go-to song. I love it. Alrighty, guys, welcome back to another Do You Ship After Show. I could listen to Michael Bublé all day, but I know we don't have time for that. I am your host, Allie Nasta, and to the left of me is Drew Jones. What's going on?
You know, just vibing out on a Tuesday.
Yeah, kicking it. We're having so much fun, and guess what, guys? It's the final countdown. It's the final countdown. So we have our final couple, and we decided that it was going to be you guys that made the decision. So, Drew, would you like to do the honors? You made the poll.
Yes.
You counted the percentages.
64%
winning.
Winning is Malik.
Woo! Guys, so obviously we had Malik up against Barry and Iris.
West Allen.
And Malik fans pushed through with the W. We have got to say, those fans are
hardcore.
Hardcore, and they love their Malik.
Because I'll tell you what, I checked the poll this morning, and West Allen was winning by quite a bit. And then I checked, the poll ended around 5 o'clock today, and so I went to check it, and I was like, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Because it drastically switched. But Malik is a great couple, so I'm not even mad at it.
Yeah, Malik is, I mean, I'm a huge Shadowhunters fan, and I just, their love for one another, I mean, I fought for them. You remember that episode.
Yeah.
I just, everything about them is undeniable, and they're just drawn to each other by fate and love and pure romance.
Facts.
But
and I
they
love
deserved it.
Yeah, and I love normalizing an LGBT couple.
Yeah.
I just love, they're a dope couple. They're an interracial couple. Like, they check all
the boxes.
The boxes for, like, a good quality, diverse couple. So I'm here for it.
And not to mention, Magnus has, like, sacrificed everything for Alec.
Yeah.
He sacrifices his life almost, like, every episode and puts all of his magic on the table. And literally on the season, the half-season finale of, I think it was season 3A, because it's going into 3B in the final one, he legitimately gave up his magic for Alec.
I can't even get a boy to, like, sacrifice a french fry.
I know. Like, you know, sacrifice, like, take me on a date, please.
Like, please, can we stop Netflixing and chilling?
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we are so excited that they are the winning couple. That fan base is just phenomenal. We love you guys so much, and we're so thankful that you guys put in your vote, and you made the decision of who is going to win this final battle, so we cannot get enough of you guys as the fans, and we're so appreciative of you guys listening every week, tuning in, helping us make those very hard decisions, because all of these couples have been so much fun to debate against.
Yeah, I just want to shout out a couple of the fans who have stuck out with us all season. Billie Jean Girl, you were bomb. You've literally watched every episode. Ivan Soto, Xavier Jones Jr., just to name a few people who have just watched so many episodes and constantly put in your, you know, thoughts and your points in our debates. You guys really helped us out, so we appreciate you.
We so appreciate you guys, and guess what? Don't go away. You know,
don't leave us.
Even though Do Ship might not be coming back, we have so many other after shows here that incorporate some of your favorite couples, and we just kind of want to introduce a couple of those to you.
Yeah, at the network, we produce after shows for literally all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, sci-fi. The list goes on and on. There's no network that goes harder for their fans, besides maybe ESPN. But we're like the ESPN of TV shows, so look at that. But we need your help. We're asking you to subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides it, like, helping us out, it's actually going to make life so much easier for you. because it's gonna cater to specific content that you like. So it's gonna pop up right there on your screen ASAP. You're not even gonna have to look for us. It brings you your favorite after shows, and it'll suggest, you know, content from other channels that pertain to what you're already watching. You know, so you can get down that fun YouTube black hole that we all know and love. So I can sit in front of YouTube for hours if you let me. But by subscribing to our YouTube channel, you also get to discover new shows that we're sure you'll love, since you already tune in to us on the main AfterBuzz
page.
You can also check out like TV pilot reviews. You know, they check out a new TV pilot each week and they tell you if you should check it out or if you should maybe skip it. But you can also check out a bunch of our other channels. You know, on reality right now, we have The Proposal, For Bama Shore, which is my guilty pleasure.
So good.
Big Brother, Very Cavallari, Jersey Shore, Teen Mom 2, Bar Rescue, The Challenge. We literally have there's so many shows that we cover. It's kind of insane. It kind of makes me dizzy. But if you're worried about subscribing and you hate those notifications, I hate them too. It's cool. It's really easy just to turn them off. It's literally right up in the corner. It's a little on-off switch. Switch it off. No notifications. But hit the subscribe button. Let us know that you did in the comments. And we will give you a shout-out. Maybe not on this show, but if you come over to our other shows.
Yes.
We'll give you a shout-out there.
And you can catch me and Drew. Oh, wait. I keep saying that I think we're always on a panel together, but you're not on the Bold Type with me every week.
No.
But you could catch us tonight because we just did the Bold Type after show.
We did just do the Bold
Drew
Type.
Drew was guesting on it.
On the drama channel.
So make sure you check it out.
Yeah.
But this has been such a fun after show, and I love talking about love and relationships and TV relationships because they're always so much fun and there's so much going on. Always.
Yeah.
So much drama all the time.
Who knew that we liked arguing and debating so much until we got on this show?
Yeah. You know? Except we're good at it.
Yeah.
I think we've won the majority of our couples.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm glad that we brought Magnus and Alec to the big W of the entire thing. Woo. Hashtag Malik forever.
Yes.
We love you guys. We appreciate you. Make sure to comment below. We'll shout you out. Like Drew said, on another show or anything. And we hope to see you guys around AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much. And I guess we'll just have to see you later.
Yeah, we'll see you later. My name is Drew Jones. If you want to keep hanging out with me, there's a couple shows you can check me out on. I am on Cloak and Dagger. If you want another TV couple to ship, we've got a bomb one on that show. So that's on Thursday nights, 9 p.m. I'm also on Black Ink Crew Chicago on Wednesdays, Teen Mom on Mondays. And if you want to hang out with me online all the time, it's at OK Drew J.
And hey, guys, Allie Nasta here. You can find me on Tuesdays on AfterBuzz TV talking about the Bold Type. It's a lot of fun time. It's very positive and exciting. And, of course, on Instagram at Allie Girl. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.